Join Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, as she teaches, empowers, and guides you on an intuitive level. She will help you to become open to the often hard-to-face reality of your past karma that is carried into your present-day core problems and blockages. Tammy is here to deliver the messages from our angels. Every show delivers the information that the angels need you to receive. She's here to help you to start learning the truth. Tammy will teach you how you can begin or enhance your spiritual practice. She will lead you in guided meditations, giving you the tools to start understanding your own soul, spirit, and body. What is karma? Is karma real or imagined? Can you clear up bad karma from your past? How? All these questions and more will be addressed by Tammy through her gifted communication with angels and her spiritual skills.
Good morning, everyone. Today is an absolutely beautiful day here in California, and I am so extremely happy to be back home. I have been gone for a little while, but first thing I'd like to talk about is really being appreciative and happy that last week, while I was gone, my daughter did the radio show, and that made me so extremely beyond the point of happy. I was so proud of her, and I was so excited to see that she was able to connect with all of you and giving such valuable information in regards towards twin flames. I wasn't here to hear how she did, but I heard that there was definitely some people who called and were appreciative for her messages over at the office. And it was just wonderful. It was just so wonderful because she's just my princess, my daughter. So I love it. It excites me seeing that she's able to spread messages from our guardian angels and spirit guides to give to all of you. So that was exciting. There's been a lot of movement in regards towards things that are happening in regards towards love and soulmate and twin flames and energy right now. It's absolutely fascinating. Just recently, I've been gone, obviously, so that's why my daughter had to do the radio show for me. I was gone and I spent time over in Nepal and a couple different places that I went to over in Asia. It was pretty miraculous, I have to say. I was gone on a spiritual retreat working with someone, helping to connect her to her purpose and helping her to understand why she's here. The trip was absolutely beyond the point of spectacular. There was extreme success, complete accomplishment, as well as miracles. It's so funny. Whenever I go on a retreat, I take people on these adventures that are to help them spiritually and energetically and physically. And, of course, emotionally as well. And when I take people, I always find myself, even though I've been through this, I can't tell you how many times I've been through this. You know, I don't know how many times, you know, several times. I'm constantly taking people on retreats. I'm constantly taking people around the world. And I'm always just so surprised with how amazing and how miraculous our guardian angels and God truly is. Why I become so surprised is because the results from the trip, the results from the work that I do when I take these people on these absolute miraculous life-changing experiences are so spectacular. The messages that come through, the experiences that you go home with, you can't make these results up. You can't try to get a better result than the results that are given when I go with these people and when I work with these clients. They're just so spectacular. It's so amazing that I just become so thankful that, that I'm gifted with such an opportunity and such a blessing of being able to be here for people and having the gift to communicate with guardian angels and spirit guides and being able to have the vision to help heal people and the knowledge and the knowing of how to guide them towards their purpose and their direction. And when we were gone, my gosh, there were so many things that happened. I don't even know where to start. But when we were gone, you know, this whole trip was about connecting to this client's purpose. And one of the things that was most significant was helping this person to truly let go of, which is all of a lot of our issues, letting go of the humanness, letting go of the attachments that have been created by man, whether it's control, whether it's fear, but, you know, there's a lot of issues that man has created that God did not give to us. And we have changed our judgment. We have changed our ways. We have changed our path that we are supposed to be walking upon because man has said we are supposed to be walk upon this path, not because it was meant. And a lot of us get off our path. A lot of us get off our destiny, get off the path of our destiny. You know, a lot of us say, I just want to fulfill my destiny. I just want to fulfill my purpose. I just want to have true success or true happiness. And I don't mean success with a number in your bank account. I don't mean success in regards towards having a certain status in life. I mean success and happiness and true fulfillment in your soul. And that's something that most people on this planet that live or even have passed away do not reach that goal. And they don't reach that goal because we have been so manipulated. We have been so transformed by man that our purpose in this life is to reach a goal of having a certain number in your bank account, to reach a goal of having a certain status, living style, right? The job, your looks. Everything to do with falseness. Does your looks really truly make you happy? Right? Is that the reason why that God born you is to have a certain look? Absolutely not. Do you think maybe if you have a certain amount of money in your bank account that that's what's going to make you happy because that's the reason why God born you? Absolutely not. But when you finally have fulfillment, and you are connected to your gift, whether you're a healer, whether you're a messenger, whether you're an intuitive, whether you're a creative soul, whether you're a nurturer, whether you're here just to be as a lover, all of us have a purpose, a reason why we have been created, a reason why we have been born. And the part that amazes me and excites me is that when I take people on the trips that I take them on around the world, I see these results. I see miracles happen before my eyes. And I see people who I take with me that are so challenged and so extremely beyond the point of not in any way, shape, or form at the level where they're supposed to be in regards to their purpose, be transformed in the quickest, most amazing time ever. And all of a sudden they have not just an awakening, but the knowledge and the connection to their gift and to their purpose. It is such an amazing, wonderful, wonderful gift to see and to be a part of. And to be the teacher and the messenger for these people makes me so proud. The weather, oh my gosh, so hot. It was just not in all locations, but in certain places where we were located. It was so hot. But no matter what the circumstances were, we didn't even think about that. It wasn't like, oh, it's so hot, it's so hot. It was just, I would wake up and I'd be like, wow, it's pretty hot today. And then we'd go about our work. We'd go about, you know, the things that we needed to do that day, accomplishing the work that we were working on, whether it was walking through a jungle, whether it was meditating in the middle of a temple. And we didn't even pay attention to the circumstances around us, whether it was hot, whether there was monkeys crawling around. Well, I have to admit, when there was monkeys crawling around, I definitely was excited and wanted to go play with them. And everyone that knows me knows when I see an animal, I am going to run straight for it, and I am going to want to do everything that I can do to play with that animal. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a tiger. I'm that person that's like, oh, it's not going to eat me. It's going to love me. And the reason why I think that way and the reason why I feel that way and believe that is because when we radiate love, even though I know it's a crazy animal, I know it's dangerous, I understand, I'm very well aware of that. When you radiate love, it has been proven time and time again. And this is one of the stories that you go back during the time of Noah, and you remember that all the bears, the tigers, the lions, the snakes, that every creature that is not supposed to be kind came into that Noah's ark and sat there peacefully to help to be saved on this world. Okay, we will continue. And then we will get on to our show, which is about soulmates. I will talk to you soon.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium, Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Have you ever wondered why you were born? What is the purpose of your existence on this planet? Life can't just be about paying bills and spending 8 hours a day at a job that makes you miserable. Haven't you ever wanted your life to have meaning and purpose? Well, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer Tammy Adams can help you. She's been working with people for over 30 years all over the world, helping them to start living their life's purpose. Her exclusive clients have been able to live their dreams, break down the barriers that have been holding them back, and truly have happiness, love, and joy. For the first time ever, she is making her Life Purpose program available to you. Are you ready to pursue your dreams? Are you ready to have self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth? Are you finally ready to have love, joy, peace, and fulfillment? If you are ready to invest in yourself and commit to making a change in your life, then call Tammy Adams today at 916-930-0781 and ask about her Life Purpose program. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this is the program, to find out if this program is right for you. Stop hesitating to pursue your happiness. You deserve to live a happy and fulfilling life, and Tammy is here to help you get there. So, call today and ask about her Life Purpose program. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave. But remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Beautiful. And we are back. I'm so happy. Okay. And on to our show. Sorry, I just wanted to explain a little bit about my trip, but there's just way too much to talk about. So let's talk about the show today. Today, we are talking about manifesting our soulmate. Now, to me, this excites me because obviously we all have a soulmate. Whether we believe in soulmates, whether we believe in love, whether we believe in passion, that's up to you. I know it's a fact. I know it's something that has been proven time and time again. Every one of us has a soulmate, and it is the most biggest, most amazing, most wonderful gift that one can receive, because love is something that will never die. Love is something that makes the world go round. It is one of the most powerful, well, I don't want to say one, it is the most powerful tool, the most powerful emotion and gift that we are all given in this world today. And I believe that with my whole heart and soul and breath and every part of myself. Love is really powerful and literally one of the most exciting, thrilling, and hugest meaningful reasons to be alive in this world today. So why not manifest our soulmate? Why not prepare and truly allow ourselves to accept and to connect with our soulmate? Why hesitate? Why stop ourselves, right? So what do you want? Think about that as I'm talking to you today. What do you want? Do you want to have love? Do you want to have your soulmate? Or let's talk about just for 1 second. What is a soulmate? Think about that as I'm on the radio with you today. What is a soulmate? Is a soulmate someone who will confuse you, who will treat you unkindly? Maybe a soulmate is someone who will cheat on you or be unfaithful to you. A soulmate is none of that, obviously. A soulmate is someone who will love you from head to toe and inside out. A soulmate is someone who will give you unconditional love on every level, every emotion, in every centimeter and millimeter of your body. A soulmate is someone who you can confide in. A soulmate is someone who wants to confide in you. A soulmate is someone who is without limits. So there's not limits. It's not about, you know, what level you can take this person to in regards towards having trust, or what place this person will take you to in regards towards helping you, guiding you, teaching you, confiding in you. A soulmate is limitless and gives you love on every level, on every level. Is a soulmate someone that you can completely trust? The answer is absolutely yes. Can we all have our soulmate? Now, people ask this all the time, and I think it's so silly, and I think it's so funny, so I have to always make for sure and include it in my radio shows or any lectures or anything I do. Can anyone have a soulmate? And the answer will always be yes. Anyone, at any time, at any moment, any second, can have their soulmate. Anyone can. But you have to believe you have a soulmate out there. You cannot just start manifesting but not understand the meaning behind what is a soulmate. Understand the meaning of the passion, the love, the connection of what a soulmate is. We all have a soulmate. It's up to you, it's up to us to accept our soulmate and to truly believe and know that we are meant to have our soulmate and to start manifesting our soulmate. We can't manifest our soulmate without believing they exist. It doesn't work that way. So it's like starting to manifest being healthy, but not understanding what good health means, right? So that's something we talk about maybe later on in the further months ahead, you know, manifesting good health and bringing forward healing to our bodies. Well, you can't manifest healing. You can't visualize your body being healed of diabetes or cancer or anything, arthritis, whatever it may be. Any of these illnesses, you can't manifest your body having healing if you yourself don't even know what it is to be healthy. You can't even visualize that healthy body you once had. You can't visualize what it is to be pain-free. Then you can't visualize having a healthy body. You have to believe. You have to start manifesting love and passion and connection, and know your soulmate will be the one for you. So many of us don't believe that. We don't believe that our soulmate will be the one for us. Like, I was speaking to someone yesterday, she's a person who I've been working with for a while, and she's a wonderful person, God bless her. And I work with her, and I'm like, oh, okay, so we got to talk to you. How's everything going? What's happening in regards to the relationship? You know, talking, communicating. And she's telling me how, well, I don't really know if he's the one for me. You know, this is going wrong. This is going wrong. This is not going right. This is not going right. And I just don't know if I can trust him. And I'm sitting there and I'm listening and I can't talk about the situation completely. It's, you know, definitely, I want the client to be upset and it's very private. But as I'm talking to her and I'm just sitting there and saying, well, do you realize that, you know, he has no reason to lie to you and he loves you more than anything? Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. We have this thing called control, and we want to do everything we can to control our partner's life. It is a very bad habit that most humans on this planet have. And we love controlling our partner's life emotionally, spiritually, physically. I mean, we're like, you know, you have to be Jewish. No, you have to be Mormon. Otherwise, I can't be with you, you know. No, you have to like chocolate. Otherwise, I am not going to love you. I mean, we think these things that are so ridiculous. And I understand a little bit in regards to the spirituality side. Okay, that I get. In order to be with someone, in order to truly love someone, you do need to have and share, you know, faith. But you don't have to share religion. I do believe you have to share faith, though. Like, you do need to believe that there is a such thing as God. You do have to believe, you know, and have that same relationship and that same connection that there is a higher creator and power that's out there. And that we have a father, and our father, our true father, is God. And now let's move on and have a beautiful relationship. That's obviously, in my opinion, extremely important, because without believing that there's something greater than us, without believing that there is a greater power that's out there, then none of us on this planet, in my opinion, will be able to believe in life after death, or that there's a true reason to have existence. You know, we'll just believe that we all live, we all die. and there's no meaning behind it. Without believing that there's a God, without believing that we have a creator up there or out there, you know, the world is round, so there's really no up or down. It's very hard to believe and have faith in anything without believing and knowing that there's a greater, more amazing energy in existence that is bigger, more knowledgeable, and 10 billion times more amazing than we are. So to that, I do believe, but for all these other things about chocolate, or you have to walk on the left side, you can't walk on the right side, you know, all those things that people, and limits and conditions that people put, that's kind of silly. You know, to be with your soulmate and to be connected, you don't have limits. You truly believe and know that you are happy because you feel it in your heart, in your whole soul. And to be open, this is something that is so important, is to be open to me. I believe that being open is one of the most amazing gifts that we can give to ourselves. Believe that you have a soulmate and start manifesting, which we'll talk about as soon as we get back.
Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you in search of love? Now, when you hear the word love, do you think of a true, meaningful, instant connection with someone that makes you feel as though you've known them your whole life? The kind of connection that has a magnetic energy and a seamless fit to your thoughts and desires. The kind that cannot be anything other than your soulmate. If this is the kind of love that you've been searching for and think it'll never happen for you, stop. Your soulmate exists, and Tammy Adams can help you find them. Tammy Adams has been an intuitive life coach and spiritual healer for over 30 years. She's here to help you connect to your soulmate. If you think your soulmates don't exist, please do not be mistaken. Tammy is here to tell you that every single soul that has been created has a soulmate. Through her intuitive abilities, over the years, she has connected countless clients with their soulmates. For the first time ever, Tammy is making her soulmate program available to you. If you're tired of the heartache, if you're tired of searching, if you're tired of being lonely and constantly having this longing for that one person, then please call Tammy today and ask about her soulmate program. The number is 916-930-0781. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this program is right for you. This program is exclusive to those who are ready to finally invest in themselves so that they can have a fulfilled life. In this moment, you have the opportunity to finally have love, passion, and joy. Don't hesitate in pursuing your happiness. So call today. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. Save the Manatee Club has helped to protect imperiled manatees and their aquatic habitat for decades, but there's still more work to be done. Threats from cold weather, red tides, pollution, and boat collisions continue to take their toll on the manatee. So let's work together to safeguard the manatees and the places they call home. Be the friend they need. Visit SaveTheManatee.org. Thank you.
And we are back. Okay, so how do we start manifesting? This is the part of the show that everyone needs to really pay attention, put your ears more open, and get a pencil and paper and write this down so you can be able to allow yourself to benefit from the messages and the information that I'm giving to you today. I want to hear success stories. I want to hear people calling in to the office or emailing me at my on my website and saying, oh my gosh, Tammy, oh my gosh, this was so successful. Listen, this is, I want to share my story. Share your stories with me. Give me your miraculous, amazing gifts of amazing accomplishments and movement that you are going to be receiving from manifesting and bringing forward your soulmate, okay? And if you guys want to contact me, don't ever hesitate. Call at 916-930-0781 or go to my website, asktammyadams.com, and I'll be able to connect with you if you're interested in receiving services or having any answers that you may need, or even just sharing your stories. I love that. That's my message, is I'd love to even just hear your stories, because I love to hear how you've manifested your soulmate so I can share it with others to help them to believe, to help them to truly bring forward that vibration in their space and give them that confidence in their lives. Okay, so start manifesting. Know your soulmate will be the one for you. That's number one. I want to focus on making for sure when you're manifesting, you're really allowing yourself to put out that vibration, putting out that energy, knowing that soulmate, that person that I'm calling out to, that person that I'm really screaming for energetically and spiritually in every way, is the one that is meant to be for me. So you're literally focusing on yourself. You're not thinking about, in any way, shape, or form, someone else. You're thinking of yourself, right? When you're thinking of yourself, you're thinking, can I manifest? Will I be able to manifest my soulmate for me? The answer will always be yes, because manifesting our soulmate is not difficult. Manifesting anything. Manifesting $1 billion, manifesting emotion, manifesting love, manifesting healing. But manifesting our soulmate is not difficult. It is not difficult. Why it's not difficult is because, it's a very simple answer, because when you really think about manifesting your soulmate and bringing forward that person that you're going to love forever, that you're going to connect with forever, that you're going to hold and embrace and share amazing memories in life with. How are you not going to be able to manifest that when that is your dream? How are you not going to be able to visualize that when that is your fantasy? So it's really not that hard to manifest your soulmate, because this is something that we fantasize. This is something that we dream of. This is something that we hope for so often. So it's already within us. It's already there. You just need a little extra help to really push it along by allowing yourself to really hone in on that emotion and connect with that emotion by sending that vibration, sending that energy straight to your soulmate. So what you're doing is you're manifesting your love, your passion, your desire, your dreams, going shooting straight to your soulmate and then bouncing back to you so you guys can find each other. And you're visualizing that energy, and you're connecting with that energy, and you're really putting that hope and that confidence and that belief out there so that you can truly connect on a deeper, more amazing, true, wonderful level. God constantly amazes me. God constantly, our guardian angels, our spirit guides, constantly give us messages. So as you're manifesting, as you're visualizing, connecting with your soulmate, please remember, pay attention to the messages that you're receiving during this process, because as you're manifesting, as you're visualizing all of this, you're going to be receiving messages, whether it's through your dreams, whether it's through daydreams, whether it's through signs or music or whatever it may be. You're going to continue to feel, you're going to continue to have these messages and these visions or this information that's going to come through to you. So pay attention to that and keep a journal. Now, the reason why I say keep a journal is because we often forget the messages very quickly. And we forget the information that's given to us very quickly. So when you keep a journal, then you can allow yourself to go back when you have time to meditate, to manifest once again later when you're home or whatever the situation may be, and really connect with that message that you were given from your guardian angel or your spirit guide, and then sit there and realize, okay, what was my guardian angel trying to say? What was my spirit guide trying to say to me? And then manifest that love, bring forward that passion, and use that message mixed in with it. You know, maybe the message is showing you that your soulmate's in Southern California. Maybe your message is showing you that your soulmate is in the East Coast. Maybe your message is showing you that your soulmate's right around the corner. I don't know what your message is, unless you call me and set up an appointment, and then of course I always know what the message is. But there's so many people that are out there right now that I feel your vibration, I feel your energy, so I don't know exactly which message to relate to any of you right now, except that for you to continue to meditate, for you to continue to manifest that vibration of love, because the more you bring that vibration forward, the more you allow yourself to heighten your passion, your love, your confidence, your belief that you can have your soulmate, I promise you will succeed. Manifesting your soulmate, in my opinion, is one of the most important things in the world that we can ever do in our lifetime. And I have to say that, and I will say it for all my life, because without love, then what is the reason? What is the meaning of life without love? Yes, purpose and all of that is extremely beyond the point of importance. But if you are here to be on this planet and never, never know what it is to have love, to me, that's very sad. And maybe it's because I have my soulmate. Maybe it's because I know what it is to have soulmate. I know what it is to have love. But I see people and I work with people, and I'm talking about multimillionaires. I'm talking about some people that are billionaires, and I work with these people. I work with other people that have nothing and they're just scraping by. And when they connect with their soulmate and they have love, they all of a sudden become one of the happiest people on this planet. And it's not because they're successful, and it's not because they have money, and it's not because they have a powerful job, and it's not because they are living humbly. It is because they have had the opportunity and the blessing to know what it is to have love, to have passion, to have a soulmate, to have a connection with someone that is more significant, more powerful, more amazing than anything else on this planet. And if you're ready for that, then this is going to take you for a ride that you've never been on in your whole entire life. It will never end. And it's going to take you to an experience that will always rise, never fall. Now, understand, manifesting your soulmate You cannot do this incorrectly. You can a little bit. Now, if you manifest your soulmate, and as you're manifesting your soulmate, your visual and your energy and everything about you is like, okay, I want my soulmate to be, you know, 5'11", brown eyes, this color hair, blah, 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 whatever. You put all these limits and these expectations. I don't suggest that. So we're not here to say, you know, what we're creating. I'm bringing out, you know, a list of, you know, our description of what we want. And that's awesome. That's wonderful. If you want to allow yourself to put some type of a list together, that's good. But when we manifest our soulmate, I do have to let all of you know that I don't believe that putting ourselves in a position of putting limits and descriptions is a part of manifesting our soulmate, because you don't know what your soulmate looks like. I don't know 100% what your soulmate looks like. I mean, I get usually a very clear visual to a point, you know, not exact height all the time. Not like, oh, okay, I know he's like 5'11 and a half. Or she's 5'2", you know, and 3/4". But I do have somewhat of a visual when I work with people. We'll continue this as soon as we get back.
Your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
And we are back. So be open to what is love, soulmate, passion. And don't hesitate. This is something I was mentioning at the very beginning. Do not allow yourself to hesitate, to not believe. Really, truly believe and bring that vibration of your soulmate into your space. If you have to, create a memory board, you know, or one of those visual boards. I said it incorrectly, but, you know, make one of those visionary boards, you know, where you allow yourself to put the word soulmate, passion, love, happiness, forever, you know, all those wonderful, wonderful things. What is manifesting? Manifesting is having a visual of what you want, seeing your life path as you have it at this very moment, visualizing 2-3 months down the road, maybe 2-3 weeks down the road, and manifesting and visualizing yourself connecting with your true soulmate. Not visualizing just with someone. visualizing yourself to connect with your true soulmate, with the person you're meant to be with for always and ever. Now, can anyone have their soulmate? This is a great question. Can anyone have their soulmate? Well, absolutely, yes, of course, anyone can have their soulmate. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you've done, doesn't matter that you haven't believed before in the past. If you have confidence now, if you are willing and wanting to change now, then yes, anyone can have their soulmate. Does not matter the circumstances. What do we need to do in order to have our soulmate? It is so absolutely beyond the point of simple. In order for us to have our soulmate, we need to believe that a soulmate exists. We need to believe that we have someone that is out there just for you and me. We have to believe that there is someone that exists in this world, on this planet, just for you. Not for you and someone else, just for you, to share alone with you, only with you. That this one person was created just for you. That you were created just for that person. That is number one. In order for you to be with your soulmate, you must believe in love. You must believe that love exists, that passion exists, that truth exists, that forever exists. So many of us have been damaged by our childhood of lost connections or emotional blockages or lack of faith or fear or abuse, unfaithfulness. I mean, we've had so many horrible relationships in our lives, not all of us, but some of us. And then because of these experiences, we allow ourselves to become disconnected and we allow ourselves to lose the passion and the belief that there's a possibility of having love. And I'm telling you that no matter how much faith you have lost, how much of disconnect you have had, that in every way, shape, and form, still your soulmate is waiting. Still your soulmate exists in every way, shape, or form. Having faith that love exists is such a very powerful, meaningful, and it must be a part of your manifestation. You cannot manifest your soulmate. You cannot manifest your soulmate if you do not believe that love exists. You also must love yourself. Without loving ourselves, and this is one of the biggest things out of everything, so underline this part in your journal or your piece of paper that you're writing on or your notebook or however you're taking these notes, you must believe in self-love. Without having self-love, you cannot have your soulmate. You cannot manifest your soulmate without having self-love. If you do not love yourself, if you do not have self-love, I am sorry, it is not possible to have love in your life. That's like saying, I don't love myself. I think that I am ugly. I think I am unfit. I think that I'm a horrible person. All these negative things about myself. But I love you. Even though I don't like myself and I'm disgusted with myself, I despise myself, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I love you. But yet I'm so unhappy. How do you think I'm going to be able to love you fully if I can't even love myself, how am I supposed to love someone else? You cannot do that. It is not how it goes. You cannot love yourself. All right, you cannot, I said that so incorrectly. You cannot love someone else if you don't love yourself. You must love yourself completely from head to toe, inside out. And you don't have to sit there and say, I'm perfect. You don't have to sit there and say, I'm the most amazing person on the planet and have this huge ego. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is knowing that you are a great person and that you deserve love. Loving yourself and knowing that you deserve to have complete happiness. Loving yourself and believing that your soulmate is waiting just for you. Just for you. That your soulmate has these open arms and this desire and this want to connect just with you. Isn't that amazing? When you like literally visualize and think about, where's my soulmate? Well, what's my soulmate thinking about? What's my soulmate visualizing? And the part that most people don't think about and don't understand is your soulmate is the exact same boat as you. Wanting, dreaming, desiring, and truly having this urge to be with you. With you, out of all people on this planet, you. Not someone else, you. And to me, that gives me tickles. That excites me. That gives me butterflies in my stomach because I'm just like, oh my gosh, that's so cute. That's so amazing. That's so wonderful. And it excites me because I know it's true. And I know it's amazing. And I know it is one of the biggest gifts we will ever receive on this planet is connecting with our soulmate. And if you start manifesting today and you start opening up your vibration and bringing that forward, I am telling you, you are going to be so extremely happy. There's so many blessings on this planet that we are given. But the blessing of having your soulmate, oh my gosh. The embracement of having your soulmate, the connection of having your soulmate, all the above, connecting with your soulmate. That is one that you will never, ever be able to, ever not be able to be appreciative, excited, thrilled, thankful, and happy about. It will constantly give. It is such a blessing. And I am just so happy to be able to share these messages and be able to be home back in California, back from Asia. Thank you, God. Being able to be home safely, to give you guys this message today, to share with you the messages from our guardian angels and our spirit guides and from God. Truly giving you such miraculous, inspiring words to help you, and excuse me for the phone, this fax machine, and just giving you guys this inspiring message that is going to continue to change your vibration and change your energy so that you can have true fulfillment. And then you will be one of those rare, amazing, blessed people on this planet having the gift of love and the connection with your soulmate. It is such a wonderful, wonderful sight to see. And manifesting your soulmate just takes a very simple act of you loving yourself, believing in your soulmate, believing in love, and just manifesting you connecting with the connection of your soul. Visualize yourself connecting with your soul and the other half of your soul. If that makes any sense at all. Because your soulmate is the other half of you. So as you're manifesting and you're bringing forward that passion, you're bringing forward that love, all you have to do is manifest the love that's within inside yourself. because a soulmate is the one who's already connected with you. A soulmate is the other half of you. It is a piece of you. So the more you connect with yourself, this is the part of magic. This is the part that is most important of everything I'm saying today. Your soulmate is the other half of you. So manifesting your soulmate has to do with you connecting with yourself, has to do with you visualizing your heart, your passion, your dreams, and bringing that forward. And the more you bring that forward, the more you connect with that, the more you will be able to allow yourself to get closer and closer and inching yourself closer and closer. And then all the moment, then you're connected. God bless to all of you. Until next time, I am Tammy Adams. Good luck.